I turned into my lot and found a spot close to the building. I set the alarm and dragged myself out of the car and up the stairs. I left my shoes in the foyer and put the answering machine and my pocketbook on the kitchen counter. I cracked open a beer and called the hospital to check on Ranger. I was told he'd been treated and released. That was good news. I stuffed myself full of Ritz crackers and peanut butter, washed them down with a second beer, and staggered into my bedroom. I peeled my damp clothes away, half expecting to see that I'd started to mildew. I didn't check everywhere, but the body parts I saw looked mold-free. Hot dog, what luck. I dropped a t-shirt-type nightgown over my head, hiked up a clean pair of undies, and crashed into bed. I woke with my heart racing and not knowing why. The cobwebs parted, and I realized the phone was ringing. I fumbled for the receiver and stared stupidly at the bedside clock. 2 o'clock. Someone must have died, I thought. My Grandma Mazur, or my Aunt Sophie, or maybe my father passed a kidney stone. I answered breathless, expecting the worst. Hello? There was silence on the other end. I heard labored breathing, scuffling noises, and then someone moaned. A woman's voice carried from the distance. No, she begged. Oh, God, no! A terrible scream split the air, jolting the phone from my ear, and I broke out in a cold sweat as I realized what I was hearing. I slammed the receiver down and switched on my bedside light. I got out of bed on shaky legs and stumbled to the kitchen. I hooked up the answering machine and set it to answer on one ring. My recording said to leave a message. That was it. I didn't give my name. I went to the bathroom and brushed my teeth and returned to bed. The phone rang, and I heard the machine snap on. I sat up and listened. The caller crooned to me, half song, half whisper. Stephanie, he chanted. Stephanie.